This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 28th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Trump says E15 deal is close. Grassley on fertilizer collusion and Deere announces U.S. expansion. Trump says deal close on E15. President Donald Trump says he's trusting House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune to get a deal done on E15 that works for farmers, consumers, and oil companies. Republican leaders are, quote, working on it, Trump said in Iowa yesterday. They're very close to getting it done. Trump got a huge roar of applause after saying that he promised in his presidential campaign to support E15. Trump's comments come after some Republicans urged the president to speak up to help get legislation passed. Trump's comments were praised by the National Corn Growers Association. The president sounds like he's committed to signing E15 legislation into law, and we are here for it, the group said in an email statement. But whether lawmakers are actually close to a deal is another question. There are still big issues with oil refiners. Now, for more on the prospects for year-round E15, you can read this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We also have a report on MAHA bills making their way through state legislature this year and look at the hottest new products in crop insurance. Trump tariffs affinity isn't budging as countries diversify trade ties. Folks who thought a pending Supreme Court decision, a new focus on affordability, and a midterm election year might dampen Trump's tariff enthusiasm are seeing their theories tested. South Korea is the latest country to face new tariff threats this week, despite an October agreement to lower tariffs. Trump said he would hike tariffs from 15% to 25% on Korean exports because the Korean legislature had not taken steps to ratify the October deal. The South Korean government had also pledged to streamline regulatory approvals for ag biotech products and address the backlog of U.S. applications. This is a reminder that these trade deals are no guarantee, said Deborah Elms, head of trade policy at the Heinrich Foundation in Singapore, in a LinkedIn post. Businesses will need to plan for permanently higher U.S. tariffs. Recent threats to countries that secured pacts with the administration last year undermine the value of a U.S. deal, Inumatic senior fellow for trade policy at the Council on Foreign Relations said in her own analysis. Now take note, some countries are responding by deepening trade ties with other large economies, including China. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer headed to Beijing for a three-day visit on Tuesday, marking the first China trip by a UK leader since 2018. Canada's Mark Carney was in the Chinese capital earlier this month for the first such visit in a decade. India also unveiled a free trade agreement with the European Union this week. Grassley on fertilizer collusion claims. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa weighed in on the Trump administration claims that fertilizer companies Nutrien and Mosaic are working to collude on limiting U.S. supplies of crop nutrients and control prices. On the comments from Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden last week, Grassley said if laws are being broken, then it's an enforcement issue. Antitrust laws, some going back more than a century, don't need changing, the senator told reporters yesterday. Grassley, along with fellow Iowa GOP Senator Joni Ernst and Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, have a bill that would require USDA to study competition and trends in the fertilizer market and their impact on prices. The measure, supported by the Iowa Corn Growers Association, is aimed at, quote, more transparency of the dealings between middle people and the fertilizer companies and the farmers, Grassley said. Take note. Grassley has long maintained that the U.S. should not have tariffs on farm inputs or machinery items imported by companies like Deere for tractor repair. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Deere to expand in the U.S. with new distribution center, excavator factory. John Deere unveiled plans yesterday to open two new American facilities, creating hundreds of jobs while shifting excavator production from Japan to the United States. The agricultural and construction equipment giant said has already broken ground on a state-of-the-art distribution center near Hebron, Indiana, and a $70 million excavator factory in Kernsville, North Carolina. Both facilities are scheduled to open within the next year. Our investment in these new facilities underscores John Deere's dedication to strengthening the backbone of American industry, John Deere CEO John May said. The Indiana Distribution Center will employ approximately 150 workers, which Deere says will streamline supply chain operations. Bill proposes fruit and vegetable prescription program for veterans. Military veterans with diet-related chronic conditions could get produce prescriptions from the Department of Veterans Affairs under a new bipartisan bill in Congress. The Produce Prescription for Veterans Act was introduced yesterday in the Senate by Illinois' Dick Durbin and in the House by Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine and Vern Buchanan of Florida. The bill would allow veterans to get vouchers or debit cards to buy fruits and vegetables. Take note, a produce prescription program is not an entirely new concept for the VA. The agency previously attempted smaller-scale pilots such as programs at facilities in Houston and in Salt Lake City. Electric vehicle charging funds illegally withheld from states. A federal judge has ruled that the Department of Transportation illegally withheld about $1 billion for electric vehicle charging infrastructure from 20 states and the District of Columbia. The Trump administration's decision to stop releasing funds from the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program runs counter to the Administrative Procedure Act. It is simply not how things are lawfully done, U.S. District Judge Tana Lynn said in her opinion. The judge stopped DOT and the Federal Highway Administration from suspending or revoking the plaintiff states and D.C.'s approved electric vehicle infrastructure plans in the future. She also said they could not withhold the NEVI formula program funds for any reason not set forth in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act or FHWA regulations, that according to her order. Here's today's final word. The farmers stuck with me the first time, and I was right. When China did a little bit of a number, we gave you $28 billion then. Now we gave them $12 billion, sort of a minimal payment. The tariffs are not going to be phenomenal for the farmers, but they just kicked in. That President Donald Trump in an interview with Fox News during his visit to Iowa. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 28th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.